Let's begin. Here we go. Shir number, hey, shir 5. Okay, yesterday, Baruch Hashem, we mamish went through an incredible amount of discussion in the Tosfos. This Tosfos over here is really raising a major issue. The question is, why would Chazal make this takana of bedika? And like we mentioned all the way in the beginning, the Brisker Rav used to do bedika. He would do it the whole night, basically. It's a serious avodah. You got to look through your entire house. He didn't live in a big mansion, you know, whatever, like in Muncie or something. You know what I mean? He lived in a small apartment, and still, he spent basically the whole night doing bedikas chametz. So why is it that Chazal made this takana? That's what Tosfos wants to know. Tosfos says it can't be because of Rashi, Bali Rabbi, Bali Matze. Bittel takes care of that, but rather what it is because we're afraid that you're going to find chametz and eat chametz. That was the Tosfos' chat, and that launched us into a whole bunch of questions. The question which Tosfos says is, why were they more machmir? Why were the chachamim more machmir by chametz to require this than other yisuri hana? Like Bas B'chalav, Arlok, like Kerem, etc. And then Tosfos after that got into the question of what about Nazir? So let's just go over quickly the three questions that we said yesterday on the Tosfos, and then the different Mahalchim, which is going to help us appreciate what actually is Tosfos Shita on the topic. And then from there we're going to get into the Ritva and see the differences between the Tosfos and the Ritva. And hopefully we'll have time to also speak out the Radvaz also. So let's begin. The question number one that we raised, right, is why is it that Tosfos is talking about achshash of Shari Suri Hano? L'chayra Shari Suri Hano is not the topic. The topic is really Shari Suri Achila. Not in Suri Hano. You may come to eat the chametz. That's the Tosfos' concern. So why is he talking about Shari Suri Hano? That's question number one. Question number two, which is a different question, is that, okay, fine, you want to talk to me about Isuri Hana for some reason, I don't even know why, whatever the reason is. Let's assume for some reason that it has to be a question from Isuri Hana specifically and not Isuri Achila. Okay, fine, we'll explain it soon. But then the Hemshech of Tosfos doesn't make any sense, because why is he bringing up Nazir? Nazir is not Isuri Hana. Nazir is Isuri Achila. So there's a contradiction, Minei Bey, within the Tosfos. Is he talking about Isuri Achila? Is he talking about Isuri Hana? That's question number two. It's a different question than question number one, right? We all on that same agreement over there? Okay, good. And then question number three is, once Tosfos is bringing up Nazir, because Lobedili Minei, it's a food which is Isur Achila, Lobedili Minei, we should also have the same din of Livdoik for the Yayin. So we asked, what about Yom Kippur? Food on Yom Kippur should have the same halacha. That it should be a chiyuv to search for food before Yom Kippur and destroy any food because you may come to eat it on Yom Kippur. It's lo bedili minei, just like Nazir. Those were the three questions. And basically what we did was we went through the Mahalchim of the Achrayinim, the classic Achrayinim that discussed some of these questions, and some of them discussed all of them. And through that we answered all of the questions. We began with the Marisha. The Chazon Ish said that when people stopped learning the Marisha, they stopped getting Pashut Pshat, Emes Pshat, in Gemara Tosfos. Marisha is a little bit out of style these days, unfortunately. But it used to be that it was standard. You have issues in Gemara Tosfos, you gotta learn the Marisha. Chazon Ish said it's one of the chesrinas. People don't learn the Marisha, they stopped getting Emes Pshat in Gemara Tosfos.
Probably say the same thing about Ritva.
No, that's something else. That's getting Pshat in Ritva. But in Pshat in Gemara Tosfos, it's the Marisha. That's what Chazon Ish said. So we started with the Marisha. We got to follow the Marisha, right? The Marisha raises the Kasha. The Marisha raises one of the Kashas explicitly, and one of the Kashas is implied by his words. What's the Kasha that he raises explicitly? The question from
Nazir,
right? This Marisha about Nazir is literally the headlines of every single discussion on this Tosfos. Everybody's talking about this Marsha. Why? Because the Kasha is an obvious Kasha, and his Teretz is extremely Mechodesh. His Teretz is that Nazir is really not Nazir. It's really Neder Hana. Aye, it says Nazir. It's a good question. So one Pirish is that the Marsha is changing the gears. It's supposed to say Neder, not Nazir. And like we pointed out, that the word Neder and the word Nazir are so similar. It's just a slice in the middle of the Dalet, which will turn the Dalet into Zion and a Yod. Change Neder to Nazir. Or vice versa. Nazir, right, just put it together, it'll turn into a Dalet.
Wait, he's referring to Neder, or he meant to write Neder? Say which one is that?
We had two explanations in the Marsha itself.
Oh.
There was the Rav Nosson Adler and the Chassam Sofer. They said that he means that we should change the Girsa. And we said that Mishra's Kuna actually brings down early Sfarim of Tosfos from 200 years ago that he found that actually said the word Neder in Tosfos. And then there's the other Pirish in the Marsha, which is probably the classic Pirish in the Marsha, that he's not changing the word, but rather he's just explaining this is what it meant. This is what Tosfos means.
Like, it's a slice Rabbi's Pshat.
Yeah.
Meaning like a Nazir is an example of a Neder.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not an example, but it's an example of a Neder, and we're using that's it is to refer to a neder which could even be Aser Bana. That's the Marsha's pshat. It's a little bit difficult. I mean, maybe a little more than a little difficult. But Lamaisa, the Marsha says this pshat. And while he's saying the pshat, the Marsha also opened up for us the answer to the other question. Why does Tosfos talk about Aser Bana? So what does the Marsha say? He has to be discussing Aser Bana. Why? Because the only discussion begins when you're dealing with something which is similar to chametz. And chametz is Isra'na, so too anything else, the whole question is only based on Isra'na. That's the Marsha. So he answers both of those two questions. And through that, we also answer the question on Yom Kippur. The Marsha answers the question on Yom Kippur also, in his words. How does he answer the question on Yom Kippur? Because according to the Marsha, the only discussion is by something which is Aser Bahana, because it has to be similar to Chametz. So then Memela, of course, Yom Kippur is not Shver, because Yom Kippur is not Aser Bahana. Even Nazir, the Marsha says, is not really Nazir, it's really Neder Hana. So the Marsha has a Mahalach which answers all of the Kashas on Tosfos. The Yesoid behind it is that you need to be talking about in Iser Hana. Because, why? Because that's what's similar, that's what's exactly the same as chametz. And chametz is the only place where we find this takana. So you want to apply it to other places, it's got to be the same as chametz. So it's got to be an Iser Hana. Okay, so we have Iser Hana, like chametz, that answers why I need Iser Hana, that answers why we talk about Nazir, because really we're talking about a Neder of Iser Hana, and it answers Yom Kippur. That's the Marsha's Mahalach. The Netziv has a little bit of a different approach because, like we said, it's difficult to say that he really means Neder Hana. That's not really what Nazir is, right? It's difficult to say that. That's Pshat and Tosfos, number one. The Netziv also brings in another argument over here. What's the other argument over here? He says, what about Rabbi Yossi HaGlili? Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds that Chametz is not Aser Bahana. What would Rabbi Yosef Glili hold? Do you have to do Bidika or not? Do you have to do Bidika's Chametz? Because of Rabbi Yosef Glili?
Yes.
He does? In the world of the Marsha that we just finished explaining, he would hold... What would the Marsha say in Tosfos about Shitas Rabbi Yosef Glili? Again, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Chametz is not Aser Bahana. So what would he say?
He would say that according to Tosfos, doesn't need it.
Oh, so according to the Marsha in Tosfos, you would not need to do Bedika. According to Yosef Glili, isn't that an unbelievable thing? Our Mishnah wouldn't be true. There would be no Mishnah according to Yosef Glili.
But not according to the Netziv himself.
Zuck the Netziv, that can't be. The Netziv says that can't be.
Why not?
And therefore, it has to be that when Tosfos talks about Iser Hana, he doesn't mean Mamish Iser Hana. That's not what he means. What does he mean? Says this or no? What does it mean? What's he talking about? Zog Donetziv. What he means is like this. If I tell you Isser Achila, any Isser Achila, you need to do a Bedikah because you may come to eat it. That's the Tosfos' question. Why by Chametz, which we're afraid, we're asked about Achila, you have to do Bedikah, but other Isser Achila like Chazer, we don't make you do a Bedikah. If that would be Tosfos' question, so then we would say, Zakt Nativ, we would say, why are you making the guy search and destroy Chazer? So he can't eat it. But let him do something else with it. Let him use it to oil his tires for his bike, his chain for his bike. There's so many things you can do. Feed his dog. Not that anybody would have a dog. Feed his neighbor's dog. Right? There's so many things you can do with Chazer. Why would I have to destroy it? Why would I need to destroy it? So therefore, Zakta Netziv, that's why Tosfos brings up Isuri Hano. Not because it really needs to be in the category of Isur Hana in order to be Mechayev Bedika, because that's not true, like we said from Yosef Glili. But rather, because I need to make sure I'm dealing with something that I have no usage for. Then you could tell me to destroy it. That's where there's going to be a takana, search and destroy. That's why Tosfos asks from Isur Hana. That's his answer to our first question. What about Nazir? Zakta Netziv, Nazir, there's Xeris HaKosuv, Miayin V'Sheichar Yazir, which we learn from there that he needs to be distant from Yayin V'Sheichar, from wine and beer, not beer, wine and old wine, different types of grape products. He needs to keep himself distant from it. So that's why Tosfos asks from Nazir, because he needs to keep himself distant from it. It's unique, it's different than other Isuri Achila. Other Isuri Achila, you're allowed to be involved. You're just not allowed to eat it. So don't tell me to search and destroy. I'll be involved. I'll use it for business or whatever. But Nazir, he doesn't have that heter. He's not allowed to be involved. So maybe this should be the same takana. So in the Netziv, he answers our first question, and he answers our second question. Right? Yeah?
Maybe we'll be able to like sum that up.
Yeah, let's explain it. Yeah? How does the Netziv answer our first question? What was our first question? Why is Tosfos talking about Isuri Hana? We're talking about Isuri Achila. The concern is I might come to eat it. Right? Zakta the Netziv. Because you can't tell me that Chazal made a takana, you need to search and destroy anything which is usur to eat. Why should I destroy something that's usur to eat? I could use it for other things, even if I don't eat it. I could use it for other purposes.
How do we get to the Netziv?
The Netziv speaks the same. He's explaining why did Tosfos ask his kasha between Chametz and other Isuri Hana? Ask the kasha between Chametz and other Isuri Achila. That's our kasha. We're Mechavim to the Netziv. Right? Zakta the Netziv, a very simple point. Because we're telling the guy to destroy whatever it is. You're going to tell him to destroy pork. The guy could use it for a business. He could use it to make candles. Right? There's all sorts of things he could use it for. Post can discuss. Are you allowed to use candles that are made out of usur, chaylev, foods that are usur to eat? Maybe the wax is going to drip into your soup. And then you're going to end up eating trif. Discussion in post can, right? Back in the before there was fluorescent lights over our table.
Why can't he say the same thing about chametz though? You can't just.
You could. That's exactly what. No, chametz is asur b'hana. Chametz is asur b'hana. You're not allowed. But the issue is that the hana shouldn't be a factor. I shouldn't care about the fact that it's asur b'hana. What's the concern of chametz that I may come to eat it? So therefore, what am I really dealing with? I'm really dealing with something that has an isur of eating, isuri achila. That's really what I should be discussing. Zuck the Tosfos, Isuri Hana. Why are you talking about Isuri Hana? For crying out loud. We don't care about Hana. We care about Achila. Kasha. Comes in its in and gives a teretz. What's teretz from? Teretz is that I may come to use it for something else. I can use it for something else. Don't destroy it. I'll use it for something else.
Who cares?
Yeah,
that's the Netziv's answer.
Still come to eat it.
No. You can't make me destroy something if I'm allowed to use it for other things. Why can't I use it for other things?
So I won't eat it. I'll use it for other things.
So you're saying the only
if thing I have nothing that I can do with it, then you can tell me destroy it. But if I'm allowed to do all sorts of other things, use of other things.
So we're saying that if there wasn't a prohibition on hanah for chametz, then you wouldn't be destroying it.
100% not, exactly, that's right. You'd have a business. Remember, our friend who has $100,000 inventory of schnapps, yeah? The owner of Piyup. You want to tell the guy that he should be closed on Pesach? Why should I be closed on Pesach? You know how many Bakrim come and against the will of the yeshiva and their parents, they use their parents' credit card and buy schnapps on Erev Shabbos? Oh, yeah. Come on. I'm going to do it. Why can't I do that? You going to tell me to close? I would never close. Oh. No, you're not allowed to do business. Okay, so we'll close. Fine. Right?
Here.
Here. Pia pit, huh? Not here. Okay, yeah. So. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? That's the Netziv's pshat and why Tosfos asks from Isuri Hanah Davka, not Isuri Achila. Why Davka Isuri Hanah, not Isuri Achila? Because if we're just talking about Isuri Achila, then there can't be such a Gzeira. Use it for other things.
Saying it's Pashit, so why don't you ask?
Right, exactly. There can't be such a Gzeira. Use it for other things. That's the Netziv's pshat to the first question. So why are we talking about Nazir? Zakta Netziv. Because Nazir also has a similar halacha, you're not allowed to be personally involved. So if you're not allowed to be personally involved, so what's Taka Pshat in Nazir? What is Tosa's answer in Nazir? What's Tosa's answer?
Nazir is
different, because before the second answer. We're leaving the second answer. We're not going to get the second answer. What does Tosa say? In the first answer, what does he say? It's Shari Lachwini. It's Mutter for other people, right? What is what's the pshat of that teretz? This is key, according to the Netziv. What's the pshat of that teretz? It's a gevaldige pshat. According to the Netziv, the fact that it's mutter for other people, the pshat is, therefore other people can do my business. He himself can't do the business, but it's not the same as Isuri Hanah. Isuri Hanah, I can't have somebody else running my business of Isuri Hanah. Let's say, for example, Orla. Or Klei HaKerem. I own a field and it's Klei HaKerem. It's Isuri Hanah. Am I allowed to have other people running that business even though I'm not personally doing it? But all the money's coming into my account? I'm not allowed. It's Isuri Hanah. But Nazir, let's say another guy becomes a Nazir and he owns a wine store. Is he allowed to be earning money from that wine? Other people are going to run the business? Then he's allowed. Right? So that's why Zakta Netziv, in the Netziv's world, it's so beautiful. That's why Shari Lachwini is such a Gishmak Ateretz. You know why you can't tell somebody to search and destroy by Nazir, by wine? Because it's Shari Lachwini. It's dissimilar from the issue of Isuri Hanah. Isuri Hanah, you can't tell him. I mean, in Isuri Hanah, you could tell a guy to search and destroy. Why? Because he can't do anything with it anyway. He can't even have other people run a business for him. But by Nazir, he could. By Nazir, he can have other people run the business for him. And that's why you can't tell him search and destroy. That's the Netziv's Amkus in the first question, the second question, and in this line of the Tosfos of Shari Lachmini. It's such a beautiful pshat of Shari Lachmini.
How does that answer the same question?
What?
Ask the question, or I'm sorry, give an answer.
It's within the pshat of the Tosfos.
We answer the second question by saying that Nazir has a chetzi similarity.
Right, and that's why Tosfos brought it up.
Saying it's a chetzi non-similarity.
Right, that's Tosfos Teretz. That is Gufa Tosfos Teretz.
It's really not similar?
Yeah, that's Tosfos Teretz, Shari Lachwini. It's not similar.
It is chetzi similar, and as the Heretz is no.
In other words, what were we originally saying? It's pshat and Shari Lachwini. Well, the original pshat we were saying in Shari Lachwini is simply that what? That it's not. You can't make a guy destroy something when other people could use it, right? About the other people. In the Netziv's world, it's so much better. It's not about you can't make a guy destroy something because other people could use it. You can't make a guy destroy something because he himself could benefit from it through other people handling it. It's such a geschmack way of looking at it. Okay, but we'll talk about it more soon. What about the question of Yom Kippur according to the Netziv? What about the question of Yom Kippur according to the Netziv?
Well, it doesn't have that similar...
There you go. In the Netziv, it would be the similar answer like we said in the Marisha. Why is Yom Kippur not part of the discussion in the Tosfos? Because, just like in the Marisha, it needs to be categorized as Isser Hana. Same thing in the Netziv. Not that it needs to be categorized as Isser Hana, but rather it needs to be something that I have no usage for, B'chlal. And Yom Kippur, that's not the case. I do have a usage for it, even though I'm not allowed to eat it. But I can do all sorts of other things with food. And therefore, there's no chiyuv to search and destroy food before Yom Kippur. Then it's it. Also, beautiful shot. Very geshmak. Very geshmak shot. The Yad David was the last shot that we said about this. What's the mahalach of the Yad David? Mahalach of the Yad David is also beautiful pshat, geshmak pshat. What does he say? Why is it that Tosa asked about Isra Ana? He should have asked about Isra Achila. The concern is you may come to eat it, right? The question, our first question, how does the Yad David Masbir, what does he say? He says no. It needs to be similar to Chametz. Like we saw in the Marisha, similar to Chametz. Fine. Okay? That's his first answer. Similar to Chametz. Because otherwise, it would be too easy to give the answer to the question. Right? If you only ask for Isra Achila, so we would say, oh, of course there's no Chumrah, because Chametz is more Chumrah than other Isra Achila. Fine. That question, he's masking to the Marisha, same as the Marisha. What about the second question? So why are we talking about Nazir? Nazir is not Isra Hana. There shouldn't have been a question on Nazir. Here's where the Yad David is saying his Kiddush. It's not the Yad David. I'm skipping the Yosei Gluyot shot because we're not going with that. If we have time, we'll say it over. The Tzlach says the Yosei Gluyot shot, and the Yad David quotes. But here the Yad David says Gishmak Atayr. You ready for this? He says like this. We cleared a Chakira. When Tosfos says that chametz is different than basar b'chalav, arla, klai kerem, why? Because basar b'chalav, arla, klai kerem, asa bana, but bedili mine, people stay away from it. Chametz, lo bedili mine, people don't stay away from it. When Tosfos says that line, that teretz, that vart, what was Tosfos doing? Was he now adding on another criteria to Isser Hana? One criteria of the takana of bedika has to be asvana, and it also has to be lo bedili mine. Or is Tosfos now replacing the criteria of Isser Hana? We thought it was Isser Hana. Now comes Tosfos and says, no, it's not Isser Hana. Rather, it's lo bedili mine. And that's why there's a difference between basar b'chalav, klai kerem, arla. There's a takana, dafka by chametz, not by those things, even though they're asabana. Which is the right pshat? Zakta Yad David. All these other achronim are learning the first way, that it's adding a criteria. But then they run into a question from Nazir. Nazir is problematic. Nazir is difficult. Because Nazir is not asabana. What's Tosfos bringing it up for? If one of the criteria of the takana is asabana, so why are we raising question of Nazir? Zakt the Yad David, rather, must be that we're replacing the teretz of bedili minei is replacing Isser Hana. And that's why Tos asked the question from Nazir. You know why we asked the question from Nazir? Because at this point, after the chiddush of lo bedili minei, we realized that Isser Hana is not a factor. And let's explain. Because if you think about it, what are you telling me? There's a takana that you have to search and destroy by chametz. You know why? Because you may come to eat it. So what are you saying? Oh, but that takana would only apply by Isser Hana. Why? Because one chametz. What does the choymer of Isser Hana have to do with the concern that you may come to eat it? Bottom line is,
exactly
the concern is eating. So I should be focused on eating. You're right, there is a chumrah related to Isser Hana, but what does that have to do with anything? Is that related eating to the issue at hand?
Yes.
The issue at hand is eating, not Hana. How is it related?
Because that's where the proof came from for us to in the first place.
There's a lot of halachas about chametz. But Tosfos doesn't bring up all of the halachas about chametz, right? I'll give you an example. There's kares, there's it's aser b'mashahu, there's it's aser after Pesach, there's it's aser b'taroves, there's many halachas regarding chametz.
You're not answering my question.
There's Ra'al Yimatze. So, but Tosfos doesn't bring up all of these points.
You're not answering my question. You're just asking another one.
Why? What do you mean?
Because that's a good point. You should have brought this up also.
No, but that's exactly my point. By asking you these questions, what am I showing you? I'm showing you that, no, you don't just grab any chumrah stam. Right? You don't just grab any chumrah stam. What do? I say like this. We're looking for something that actually has a shaychus. Something which is related to the concern, the fear that we're afraid somebody's going to be oiver and aveir d'oraisa. So talk about a chomer which relates to that concern.
No, it has nothing to do with eating. How's not related to eating?
That is Gufa, the question that Tosis is saying, why he's changing his mind. You're asking, what was the original Havamina? Okay. We're going to have to work on that. But the fact that you're asking me that question now, so it shows that you're masking to the ad of it. Right?
No.
Yeah, because how is hana related to eating?
No, hana is related to eating.
It is?
Yeah.
How is it related to eating?
How are you not getting hana for eating? That is the hana.
Okay, fine, good. So that's an answer. Very good. So that's, yeah, you hear that?
You can't get rid of hana.
Why did Tosis bring up hana in the first place? Why did Tosis bring up hana in the first place? If Lamaisa, what are we talking about? We're talking about a chshas that you may come to eat it. What's the pshat? What are you saying? The pshat is because hana and eating are very closely related. Eating is a form of hana, right? That's what you're saying. So that's why it's very related. So that's why Tosfos brought up the choymer of hana. But now in Basar B'Chalav, in Arla, in Klai Kerem, those are aser b'hana. And still, what's the halacha? Still the halacha is that you don't have to search and destroy, right? So it must be that even though we thought the issue was hana, the kamash malan is that it's not hana. Rather, what is it? It's bidili minay. That's the chomer.
Why bidili minay?
What do you mean, why? Because it makes sense. What are we afraid of? We're afraid that I may accidentally end up eating the chametz. So buy something which I'm never going to come close to. When you go to ShopRite, when you go to Walmart, you stay away from the section that has bacon, right? You don't get near it, but you go to the section that has all of the kosher food, right? So here, lobadili minay, it's a concern. You may trip up.
I don't see why you have to take away anything. Why can it be both now? These are requirements. In order to have such stringency, you had to have these.
Okay, look, good. Other achrayim learn that way. But the Adavid is saying that we see in Tosfos by the fact that Tosfos brings up Nazir, right? Tosfos clearly is learning differently. The Marashal got stuck with Nazir. He got stuck with that. And he changes Nazir to Neder. As Menachem, it's crazy. He was having a very hard time with this. Right? It's Shver. So the Yad David says, I learned from Tosfos otherwise. I learned from Tosfos. Tosfos is saying a different point. He's being Choyzer from the requirement of Isser Hana and instead choosing an alternative that it has to be lobadili minay. And that's why he's able to bring up Nazir. Because by the time the dust settles in the Tosfos, it doesn't need to be Isser Hana in order to create the Takana.
So the only reason why I say Isser Hana first is because that's the closest to eating?
Yeah, and that's what we thought. We thought it was totally in that Chumrah. Kamash Malan, it's not.
And Quentin, why wouldn't we say just Achila? Other Achilas?
Okay, similar, because we thought it needs the Chumrah. It needs to be a more chamur dika iser. That's what he says. Dumi l'chametz. Okay, so this is the mahalach of the Yad David. It's very different than the Marsha and the Netziv. And according to the Yad David, that it's not tully in iser hana, it's just iser achila de lo bedili minei. So then we run into the question of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is going to be a question according to the Yad David. Why isn't there a din of Yom Kippur? Every day a person eats food, all sorts of foods, all of a sudden Yom Kippur, it's Aser. What happened? Why isn't there a din of Bedika? Get rid of your food. It's a kasha. So we're going to need to say one of the other terutzim that was suggested. Right? What were the other terutzim that were suggested? Either on Yom Kippur it's different because it's what?
No Yetzirah.
Or maybe the teretz is because Yom Kippur is mutter for kids, right? So it's similar to Nazir, it's Shari Lachwini. Or maybe Yom Kippur, you can't eat anything. So since you can't eat anything, so that's why we're not afraid you're going to get tripped up. But in Chametz, where you're involved, you're getting your Suda ready, and some food you are allowed to eat, some food you're not allowed to eat, that's more dangerous.
It's only one day.
Oh, only one day, right? We didn't say that yesterday. We did say it? Oh, we did.
I mentioned it in passing.
The Chassam Sofer says that, Terrence. The Yom Kippur is only one day. Pesach is 7 days. What?
Even more so, it's hard to separate. It's only one day. It's something so like...
That's why it's easy.
Passing.
It's just one day. 7 days is a long time. It's hard to keep... It's hard to remember for 7 days straight. But one day...
Kippur was 7 days.
One day is so easy. Yeah. Just one hold yourself back for one day.
Sometimes you forget the day. Like, sometimes I forget it's my birthday. It's in one day. Yeah.
We're not talking about somebody who's forgetting that it's Yom Kippur. That's not the discussion. You know it's Yom Kippur, but being involved in Yom Kippur, you might forget for a moment they're not supposed to eat. Right? We're not talking about somebody who doesn't know that it's Yom Kippur. Okay, that's the Chassam Sofer. It's Geshmak Chassam Sofer. Hopefully we'll have a chance to go through it inside. And Mimela, that's how we deal with Yom Kippur in the world of the Yad David. Very Geshmak. This is the Shitas in the Achronim in Pshat and Taisis. Again, we mentioned yesterday the Tzlach and other Achronim who say Pshat and Tosis that the first part of Israel is talking about the Chachamim that hold Chametz is Asr Bana and Nazir is within Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Chametz not Asr Bana. It's L'chaira hard to understand that's really what Tosis meant in the Tosis. We don't pass Rabbi Yosef Glili and there's no mention of these Tanoim Bechlal and changing gears in the middle. It's not Mashma that way. Beseder. I'll come on with these other Biurim in the Tosis. And tremendous nafkamina ladina of shitas hatoisvus. What is shitas hatoisvus in the din bedika, in the chiyuv to go and search and destroy? Where Chazal made such takana. According to the Maharsha, it's based on something which is categorized as isra'na and lo bedili minei. That means, let's say you have any isra'na, some other example of isra'na which is lo bedili minei. According to the Maharsha, there would be a chiyuv to search and destroy that item. We'll give an example in a minute. Within the Netziv, the Geder of Tosfos is no, not categorized as Isra'na, but rather something that you are not allowed to use, you're not allowed to get any Ana from. Right? But if you're allowed to use it or gain benefit from it, then there would be no such Takan. Okay? And then the last shita is the shita of the Adavir in the Tosfos. Again, it's all shitas haTosfos, but explained different ways by the Achronim. That has nothing to do with Isur Hana, it's Isur Achila, and it comes down to one criteria, and that is Lo Bedili Minei. Okay? This is the Tosfos. Today we saw the Ritva. The Ritva brings up the question of the Tosfos. Why is Chametz more chomer than other Yisurim? And he brings a teretz, which is a new teretz that we didn't see in the Tosfos. What does he say? He says, Shani yachad lo bedili in shiminayu, v'u asr bana, b'yeish b'achilos o kares. He adds in a new element, kares. What's the kares doing here? In Tosfos, did he mention kares? He didn't mention kares in Tosfos. Right? What happened to kares? Lamaisa, the Ritva says three details, three requirements, I mean. Lobadili, Isarana, and Karis, all three. And Tosis doesn't mention Karis. So Zak the Ritva, he says, I'll tell you why I'm mentioning all three. You know why? Because otherwise, we're going to run into a problem. If you don't have all three criteria, you run into a problem. What's the problem? Let's say I only talk about Lo Bedili Minei. Let's say that's the Geder, like the Yad David. So then I run to Nazir. Nazir is going to be a problem, the Ritva says. It's also Lo Bedili Minei. And listen to this. He says that Orla and Kelaya Kerem also are going to be a problem. Because fruit is also lo bedili minei. People have fruit all year round. You go to the store, you can't tell the difference between Arla apple and a non-Arla apple. You can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference between Kelaya Karam grapes and non-Kelaya Karam grapes. It's all lo bedili minei. So therefore, Zakta Ritva, we need to add another criteria. We need to also add the fact that, number one, it's Isser Hana and Isser Kares. Right? Isser Hana takes care of Yayin Lanazir, and Isser Kares takes care of Arla and Kelaya Karam. So therefore, Zakt the Ritva, we have three necessary factors. These three necessary factors. And if you look in the Radvaz, in a Tshuva, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Tavkuv Memvav, the Radvaz also speaks out that you have, by Chametz, all three factors. And because you have all three factors, that's why Chametz is so chamur, more than any other Isser in the Torah that we ever find. Because it has all three factors. Now, in the world of Tosfos, why didn't Tosfos go with what the Ritva says? Why didn't he mention Karis? Why didn't he say you have all three factors? Right? What's the pshat? There's a tremendous machlokas in maybe one or two nekudas over here between Tosfos and the Ritva. Number one is that Tosfos told us Orla and Kelaya Karam Basa B'chalav are lo bedili minei. Sorry, are bedili minei. They don't have the heter of lo bedili minei. They don't have the concern, I should say. They don't have the concern of lo bedili minei. They are bedili minei, the Ritva, the Tosfos told us. The Ritva says that's not true. The Ritva says, you have a fruit, it looks exactly the same as the other fruit. It's all the same. You eat fruit. What's the difference between Arla and not Arla? You eat fruit. Therefore, Zak the Ritva, all of these Isurim are included in the same category as Chametz, as lo bedili minei. You need to be mechadesh a different factor in order to be mechalik and say there should be no gzeira.
Nazir
is not of karis. What are you about to ask me? Shem Cain?
So,
yeah?
The, what's it called? Okay, Karim or whatever, they have two, but that only has one.
Very good.
So
right?
Can you ask?
Theoretically, the Ritva is overkill over here. Very good. Right?
I think Karim also has one.
Theoretically, the Ritva is saying more than he needs to. Why? Because Ba'etzem, Chametz has Karis and Lo Bedili Minei. Once I have those two, so I already solved all of the kashas. Why do we need to focus on the fact that it's also Asar Ba'ana? The Isar Ana is not really changing anything. It's not a factor. So you can say, as far as Isar Ana is concerned, we can use the Netziv's discussion. That you can't tell me to destroy something if I can use it for other things, maybe. Or maybe...
Wait, for who?
For the Ritva. Why do the Ritva... Ram is asking, why do the Ritva need to bring in Isar Ana? Isra Anah doesn't change the game at all.
Doesn't change Nazir?
You could say it for Nazir, but you could also say Karis for Nazir. There's right. No Karis by Nazir. So you don't need it.
Wait, Ritva holds Nazir as Asir Anah?
No. That's why there would be no Gzeira, because it's not Asir Anah. But that's a question, which we're going to have to try to, you know, use one of these other Mahalchim from the Achronim. He doesn't get into it. But maybe that's part of the reason why he has an Inami. He gives a second Teretz over here.
He says Hana.
He does say Hana in the first Pshat. But maybe he doesn't like it so much because of the, like what Ram is saying. Maybe. Al-Kaparim, the point is that we have a Machlokas here between the Ritva and the Tosfos in, number one, how to view Arla, Kelaya Karam, Basa B'chalav, the Geder of Lo Bedili Minei. Is Lo Bedili Minei limited to Chametz and those other things are considered Bedili Minei? Or, in the Ritva, he says no. Those other things are also lo bedili minei. That's one machlokas. The other machlokas is kares a factor? Tosfos totally ignores the issue of kares. He drops it lagamri, and the Ritva brings it up. So let's speak out a little bit of an explanation for these two points. First of all, as far as the first point is concerned, the bedili minei, the lo bedili minei. We set up chat that Arla Kelaya Karam Basa B'chalav is lo bedili minei. Why? Because the item itself never is mutter. this thing, which is usur because of arla, is never ever mutter. So the question is, how do you view lo bedili minei? Does lo bedili minei mean that this item itself is mutter sometimes, and therefore lo bedili minei when it's usur, people don't separate it from it when it becomes usur? Or the pshat is that no, the lo bedili minei means from the species, from the category of things that we're discussing. Fruit in general, not this specific item. The Ritva learns lo bedili minei is the species. The species of grapes, people eat grapes. So lo bedili minei. The Tosfos learns no. Lo bedili minei is not defined by this, by the such a general thing, the entire species, but rather it goes by the specific item, an item by item thing. This item is a bedili minei, is a lot not bedili minei. This chametz was mutter yesterday, so it's lo bedili minei. Pas b'chalav klai kerem arla never was mutter, and it never will be mutter. So that's bedili minei. It's a machlokis in how to define lo bedili minei. Does it go by the general category of the item of the thing that you're dealing with, the species, or does it go by the specific item that you're dealing with? That's the machlokis tosa on the Ritva, number one. Mm-hmm. As far as kares, what about kares? So Tosfos, why didn't Tosfos bring in kares? It's very possible. The reason why Tosfos didn't bring in kares is because chaylev, for example, chaylev is something which has kares.
It is?
Yeah, chaylev is usher kares.
It's chaylev.
Chaylev is usher fats in an animal.
So
Shabtai Tzvi ate chaylev. That was one of the averus that he did, that some of the rabbanim figured out from that he wasn't really Mashiach. He had a whole cheshbon, al pi Kabbalah, why it was mutter, because he said, I'm an ish kadosh, I have a status of a beis hamikdash, so when I eat it, it's kilu, I'm bringing it on the mizbeach. So that's why. But we don't hold that way. We hold that really, chaylev needs to go on the real mizbeach, right? And if a person eats it, he's chayev kares. Mm-hmm. So that's why Tosis didn't bring, right? That's why Tosis didn't bring in chaylev. Why? Because chaylev is, I mean, that's why Tosis didn't bring in kares. Because chaylev is kares. So you're still going to have a shverka with chaylev. Zakt Tosis. Forget about kares. Kares. Leave kares out of this. Leave kares out of this. Now if you learn, like the Yad David, it makes Tosis even more geshmak of why he's disagreeing with the Ritva. Because the Ritva is really putting everything together. Like the Radvaz also. You need all three criteria. That's when there's a gzera. Right? In the Yad David and the Marsha, we have two different approaches within Tosfos. The Marsha, the Nativ, they're telling us you need two out of three criteria. Right? You need two. You need both Isser Hana together with Lo Bedili. The Yad David is saying in Tosfos, just one criteria. Just Lo Bedili Minei. It's a tremendous machlokes over here. A lot of differences of opinion. This is the basic shitas over here. And Bez Shem Lineder, tomorrow, we'll be able to try to finish off the explanations of how the Mefarshim explained Shari Lachrini, that part. We saw a little bit about it from the Netziv today. Lineder will finish it off tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Is Chazir Karis?
Chazer's not Karis. No, that's what he brings up. The Ritva brings up Chazer.
Arla and Basar Recholav point to the Ritva Lo Bedili Minei?
No. That's why he's Cholik on Tosfos and brings in Karis. He had to bring in Karis because he holds that. Oh, I didn't speak that out probably. I'm sorry. I meant to speak it out. He had to bring in Karis because he argues on Tosfos regarding the definition of Lo Bedili Minei. Right? Tosfos, who holds that Arla Klai Karem are bedili minei because he defines bedili minei based on the specific item, so he already has a chiluk between arla klai kerem bas b'chalav and chametz. Masheke in the Ritva, who holds that you define bedili minei based on the species, so then he doesn't have a teretz. So he needed to come out to Karis. Thank you for bringing that up, Ram.
Karis is just for kerem.
Mamish meant to speak that out. I totally forgot. Thank you for reminding me.
So he brings Karis just for kerem.
Arla and Klai Kerem, yeah. Arla and Klai Kerem. That's right, because he holds those are lo bedili minei. because lo b'dilemine is defined by the species.
He's like, so he's on his own thing. He's not going to hold any tosfos.
He's arguing on tosfos, 100% arguing on tosfos. It comes down to a hakira in how to define lo b'dilemine. Does it go by the species or does it go by the specific item?
Who's he asking a question on?
Scratch, Rob. Thank you for bringing that up.
Our question is all based on what Tosfos said. So if you argue Tosfos completely, then what is his question based on?
Huh? He, what? What are you talking about?
He says there's a Shiloh's in a Rishonim.
Yeah, Shiloh Rishonim. Oh, yeah.
I was like, except, okay, fine. Yeah.
Is there a difference between Mutter all year round and Usher now and Bedili Mine?
What do you mean?
Are those two separate things?
So he actually, the Ritva actually speaks out. In the Tosfos, the way I'm being Masbir, Tosfos, so it's together, cool. Right.
First of all, but it's necessary to write
very good.
Both. And
right.
The Ritva, the first one, it says one, and the second one, it says the other.
Exactly, because they're Lishitasim about this in their Machlokas about Bedili Mineh also, right? According to the Tosfos, that Bedili Mineh is based on the item.
Yeah.
So then, if it's Mutter at some point, so then it's Lo Bedili Mineh. That's why Tosfos speaks out that the flip side is Isser Oilam. Mashenkin in the Ritva, that Bedili Mineh is based on the species. So it doesn't make a difference if the specific item is something about the Oser. It's a totally different shot. The fact that Chametz is going to be sometimes Mutter, sometimes Oser, and the other Isurim are never Oser, never Mutter. Excuse me, are either Oser or never Mutter, right?
Yeah.
So that's why there's a chilek between them, excuse me. Right, you hear that? It's based on their difference of opinion of how to view Lobadili.
But is every Bedili has to do with fruit? I'm saying we're doing this whole thing.
What do you mean have to do with fruit?
I mean, this whole species argument, this whole thing is based off that. That's why he brought two separate things in Tosfos. I still don't understand why there's two in Tosfos.
What do you mean? Isser Oilam and Lobadili Mineh?
Yeah.
Or you mean Lobadili Mineh and Isser Anah? What do you mean by two?
No. Why is it says that?
Oh, because, yeah, because in Tosfos, Lobadili Mineh is defined by the item itself. Not the species, the item itself.
Right.
So in Tosfos, the item itself, how do I decide if it's Lobadili Mineh? If it's mutter at some point.
Oh, if it's sometimes allowed and sometimes
right.
not. But if
then lo bedili mineh. But if it never had a shas heter, or will have a shas heter, then it's bedili mineh.
Yeah, the Ritva doesn't understand bedili mineh, so it's different.
The Ritva, right.
The Ritva, they're two different things.
Exactly, and that's why the Ritva speaks it out as tuturutim, inami. Isn't it so gishmak?
Got it.
It's mamash gishmak. The Ritva sets it up as two separate tuturutim, because he learns lo bedili mineh, like the other side of the Chakira.
Right.
It's totally in the min.
I got it, yeah.
Achtiyeh. Smack.
When he wrote two specifically to tell you that that's what he means.
I don't know if he wrote it to tell you that.
Because it seems extra.
No, it's a separate teretz. He says inami, a new teretz.
No, Tosfos is inami.
The Ritva? No, I thought you were in the Ritva.
In Tosfos.
Oh, in Tosfos, yeah. Because that's the contrast.
Specifically to tell you
right.
that it goes by the item, the tree, I guess.
Right. I mean, it's also Mavur that way from the fact that he categorizes Arla and Klai Karen as Bedili.
Really would have known. Yeah.
Right. That's right. Okay. That's right. It's mamash a beautiful Lishitasim. I wish I would have been able to speak it out more, but it's mamash a Gishmak Lishitasim, which explains a lot of the differences between the Ritva and the Tosfos. It brings in the Kares issue, it brings in the how you view Arla and Klai Karen, it brings in the dividing it into two Turutsim or not. It's mamash kishmak.